The Lord Jesus be with you. This is Pastor Michael Miller with Sacred Moments. If you're a computer user, one of your favorite features is likely undo. Fumble with the mouse and delete your whole document? Undo! Don't you wish everything were that easy? One of the biggest moments in history I wish there were an undo for was when Adam and Eve brought sin and death into the world. But there's no easy undo for that. Yet God, mindful of this, had a plan from the foundation of the world to restore what was lost. In Luke 7, at the resurrection of the widow's son at Nain, the Lord demonstrates how he is undoing death. Death is not a natural part of this world. It is the wages of sin. And these wages Jesus took in his own suffering and breathing his last. On the third day, Easter, he rose forever on the other side of death. Jesus undoes death. At Nain, the Lord gives a foretaste of his return, the resurrection of all flesh. All who have believed in him will be raised to life eternal. But for today, we still suffer at the hands of death. Unless the Lord returns first, we will all die. We will all have funerals. Death is ugly and painful. And if we're not led by the truth of Jesus' resurrection, we stumble to find meaning and hope. We deny death by saying a person still lives in our memories or they become angels. The best way to handle death is to mourn and acknowledge the loss, but also as followers of the risen Jesus, to acknowledge that Jesus will raise that body that you now see in the coffin or the urn. All who believe will be raised imperishable, and we will triumphantly say, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Far more than a simple undo, Jesus saves eternally. Amen. This has been Sacred Moments with Pastor Michael Miller. Come hear more on Sunday at 10:30 at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Grant Street across from Booth Park. Find us online at blclebanon.org.